Next today, we're returning to Southeast Africa, where people in three countries are struggling after catastrophic weather events. Rain and flooding in the coastal nation of Mozambique was only worsened when Cyclone Idai made landfall on March 14th. Since then, it's been a race for rescuers to first locate where survivors are and then get them to safety. Yesterday, officials estimated there were 10,000 people holding on to rooftops as the rain continued and the waters rose. The International Federation of Red Cross says it's using helicopters and boats to rescue people, as many as 1,000 per day in Mozambique alone. No one knows yet how many have been killed across the region where the Category 2 cyclone stormed inland. An ambassador from Mozambique says as many as 350,000 lives are at risk. The emergency won't end when the rescue effort does. Water, electricity, medical services, and major repairs will all be needed to confront this disaster.
Cyclone Idai slammed into southern Africa late last week, cutting across countries and devastating entire cities.
Beira, a city of 500,000 in Mozambique, in the epicenter of the storm. Aid agencies say 90% of it is underwater. The cyclone slammed into the city with winds of up to 175 kilometers or 110 miles an hour, destroying hospitals and homes and killing untold numbers. Some help is already there. Search and rescue teams are working tirelessly to get people to safety. The cyclone winds were bad enough, but the flooding is much worse, say aid officials, creating what they are calling an inland ocean. And the threat will increase as more rains set in. Beira's airport is open, but roads into the city are cut off and phone connections mostly down. Outside of Beira, nobody knows how many people are dead or injured, cut off entirely from help. Idai's destructive path pummeled Mozambique, Malawi, and Zimbabwe, with nearly 1.7 million people in its path. Communities near Chimanimani, Zimbabwe, are devastated. The storm destroyed roads, homes, bridges, and communication lines. The human loss is far greater. The true destructive power of Idai is only now being understood, and aid officials tell me that the next step is trying to get those rural people to safety. David McKenzie, Johannesburg.